Committee would come to order, please. This is the Senate State Affairs Committee. It is March 30th, 2006, approximately 3:40 in the afternoon. Members who are present at this time, Senators Elton, myself, Terry O'Huggins, and Senator Davis. We have one bill scheduled up for a hearing today. It is House Bill 245. We have the prime sponsor here. If you would like to come forward. Actually, the prime sponsor is House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs.
Thank you. Mr. Chair, honorable members of the committee, my name is Bob Lynn, representative District 31 in South Anchorage, and I'm carrying House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs Bill HB 45, and I want to thank you for hearing the bill this afternoon. Representative Grunberg, also on the committee, had wanted to be here today in the hearing, but as you may know, he's ill. However, a member of his staff, Denine, is in fact here. HB 245 will allow the DMV to issue, at no cost, a Congressional Medal of Honor license plate for one non-commercial vehicle. The Congressional Medal of Honor is the highest decoration possible for a member of the United States Armed Forces. Presently, we don't have any Alaska resident Medal of Honor recipient. We had one in the past. He's no longer here. But of course, with the world situation as it is, there could be one tomorrow. So we need to be ready to accord whatever special recognition we can when occasion comes, and it will. Likewise, the bill proposes deleting the 30-buck license fee for a Purple Heart license plate, a plate that's already in existence. Purple Heart recipients have already paid a very high price, and we feel that the 30-buck fee is the least we can do to help them. I did learn something in the last couple of days from the director of the National and State Military Order of the Purple Heart Association, that when a Purple Heart license plate is issued, in addition to the Purple Heart emblem they have between the letters and the numbers, they would prefer the word Purple Heart to be replaced with the word combat wounded. And we had thought about having some kind of an amendment to that effect, but upon checking with the DMV, we learned that changing the wording on the plate from Purple Heart to combat wounded under the emblem does not need to be in statute, just merely can be accomplished by DMV directive. And of course, I thought everybody in the universe knew what a Purple Heart was, but it meant combat wounded, but apparently that's not the case. And of course, I'm amenable to almost any other provision that would make matters easier and better and honor members of the armed forces and their families. And so with that, your favorable consideration of HB 45 would be requested.
Thank you. Do we have questions of Representative Lynn? Seeing none, we, Senator Huggins.
Yeah, Bob, sounds to me like a wacky idea change. Sounds like a wacky idea change from Purple Heart to combat, but that's okay. But anyway, that was my question is, I see the $5,000 fiscal note. Do we have any idea how many people have Purple Hearts in Alaska?
I don't know. She's going to get the Nancy Manley staff is going to have that for me. But I want to respond to what you said earlier. I had some difficulty with the term combat wounded myself. To me, a Purple Heart's a Purple Heart. And I had the horrible thought of, you know, quality of a Purple Heart, of course, is to be wounded in action. Right. And it's pretty obvious if you're wounded in action. But I suppose somebody could talk about post-traumatic combat syndrome, and I can't sleep tonight, therefore I'm, quote, wounded because I was in Vietnam, and then I qualify for a Purple Heart. And that would defeat the whole purpose of a Purple Heart and would demean the medal. But apparently, this is what the National Association wants. It was news to me, and Representative Grunberg was especially adamant on that fact. This doesn't change anything in the regulations on Purple Heart versus combat wounded. It simply substitutes the word on the license plate, but you still have to have the same wound and the same verification of the wound to get the license plate as before.
But this bill does not do that. We've not done anything in this verbiage of this bill that causes that change.
Well, we thought there was going to be an amendment, Senator Terrio, but we decided not to do it. But I wanted to put that on the record, mainly because Representative Grunberg wanted me to put it on the record, and because the Purple Heart Society wanted that mentioned. I just wanted to make you aware of that if that comes up down the line, but I'm assured it can be done without tinkering with the bill itself.
Okay. Additional questions? Seeing none, we do have a couple of people on a teleconference. First, let's go to Ed, is it Nobel in Glen Allen? Ed, are you on in Glen Allen?
That's right.
Okay.
First place, did you get my box I sent down to you a little before?
Yes, we've got we've got a one-page letter from you, and it has been distributed, I believe.
Yes. I'm having trouble hearing.
Yes,
my speaker's not working too good.
Okay, we got a one-page letter, and it has been distributed.
Okay. I sent that down. I thought you might understand a little bit what the Purple Heart is. The license plate that we have, I've helped design, shows the Purple Heart on the left-hand side of the plate, and the right-hand side shows your military organization, if it's Navy or Army as such. And underneath it, it says combat wound. And then in the middle, there's a spot to put, to say that you have a special thing, like on mine, I just have CVA, which is the carrier that I was wounded on. I would kind of like, I couldn't understand what you're saying there at all, but I would like to see it just that way, because it explains everything in that little letter I sent to you, or a copy, which, by the way, is going to be published in the American Legion VFW and the Purple Heart Association magazine. I hope in a near couple months. It's just something that people don't understand, and when you see that Purple Heart, that should explain everything. If you've got any questions.
Do we have questions? Yes, we do. Senator Huggins?
Hey, George, Charlie Huggins, how you doing?
Yeah, good.
Good. Congratulations on your Volunteer of the Year award.
Thank you.
I guess my only question for you, George Gagas is in DMV. Have you talked to him about the design of your plate?
Me and him are working on it.
You're a good man. Okay. Hey, keep up the good work.
We did halfway designed the other ones listed in the bill, and we're still working on it. But I hope you don't change the wording on the plate.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any other questions? Seeing none, we'll go next to Dwayne Bannock in Anchorage.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman. My name is Dwayne Bannock. Today I'm representing the Department of Administration and the Division of Motor Vehicles. We're very proud to be able to be a very small part in this project, and I'm happy to answer any questions that the committee may have as to our part in this involvement.
Okay, Dwayne, we have the fiscal note here from DMV. Just looking at that, was there anything on there that you need to highlight to us?
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe so. It's almost embarrassing the size of the fiscal note, how small it is, and so I apologize that we actually sent that note in, but I do believe that it's fully reflective of the small changes that we do need to make. And then the change in revenue, you will see a small decrease in revenue that is based on a projection of how many continuing Purple Heart plates we will continue to issue compared, and their cost comparative to the money that we are collecting for them today.
Okay. Do we have any other questions for Mr. Bannock? Seeing none, thank you, Dwayne, and of course, we reserve the right to zero out a fiscal note somewhere in the process, so you might have to absorb that small cost. Do we have any other testimony here, any additional testimony here in Juneau? Seeing none, what is the will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, one
Senator
question.
Huggins?
The question, number of Purple Heart recipients, do we say we had that?
I don't know if we have it. I know Mr. Bannock has it.
Dwayne, do you have the number of Purple Heart recipients in the state?
Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, I'm having a really tough time hearing. Was that directed to Mr. Vanhoek?
Yeah, yes. There's been a question about the number of Purple Heart plates here in the state and whether you have that information.
I can tell you, sir, that currently there are 509 currently registered vehicles with the Purple Heart license plate on it.
Okay, that's currently registered vehicles, but do you have any idea what the universe of potential plates for Purple Hearts is out there?
Oh, forgive me, Mr. Chairman. No, I do not. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, what's the will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move that CS for House Bill 245 be moved from committee. With attached physical note and individual comments.
Has another question.
Okay. Senator Huggins, if you'll just hold on your motion for a minute. Ed, you had a...
reason why there's only about 500 registered on the plates, a lot of the people like me did not like the old style. I didn't do it justice, I guess, on the Purple Heart. And that's why there's that many registered. There is probably double that number. I would say at least double that, not counting the one come back from Iraq or Afghanistan. If that'll help.
Okay. Thank you. We do have a motion by Senator Huggins to move the bill with individual recommendations. Is there any objection? Seeing none, we will move the committee or the bill, and it will go up to the Finance Committee for their consideration. That concludes our agenda for today.
I'd like to thank the committee for your consideration.
And let's see, Heather, next week we're scheduling a meeting on Thursday. So there will not be a meeting on Tuesday. We'll have something scheduled on Thursday. Okay, and with that, we're adjourned for the day.